Yeah.
I was psyched when I saw that you were subbing for this slot after mine.
Yep. So you've worn out my left foot because I'm tapping to everything you've been playing. It's been awesome, Marion. I love listening to your show.
Boy, thank you so much, yeah. Mike.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So you do not have anything else to play?
I don't. I could find something.
All right.
But I didn't have anything ready.
Well, if you want to, you could.
I could, yeah. Let me see what I have here.
Okay, I know it's going to be something good. I'm excited.
I hope so. Okay. Let's see what I got.
All right, so luckily it's wicked cold out again. And woke up this morning and I said to my iPhone, you know, what's the wind chill? And it told me negative 18.
Whoa.
Isn't that, I mean, it's just, this is really, I'm an old person, but I don't remember this happening. You were saying it was like 100 years ago the last time
this
happened?
That's what they said. It was right the same time of year, too.
I'm old, but I'm not that old.
Yeah. Well, me either, but, and I hope it's not going to continue a real long time. Usually this kind of thing's just a few days or something, not a week, 2 weeks.
It's going to be at least till, I think we get a respite like on Wednesday or Thursday, but then Thursday it's 70% chance of snow, Bob. Yeah, Bob Angel's here. He'll be with me, too, for 3 to 5. But and it's supposed to be just so cold again on next Saturday.
20 is not warm.
No, 20 is not. Well, it's going to feel like it.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it? It's like to say, oh, boy, it's going to be in the 20s.
I know. All right. What are you going to kill us with for your last song?
All right. I will get about some Black Country Communion.
Love it.
From BCC4, their new album, and this is Collide.
Oh, very good.
Is it coming? Where are you?
WMFO.
1, 2, 3. We'll be right back.
That was Black Country Communion with Collide from the new album BCC4. And I'm about to leave now. My name is Marion Farrow. You've been listening to Rock Under the Radar and hope you've been enjoying it. And now you're going to have Mike on the Mic coming on and playing you 2 hours of good music. So you get more good music. Had an hour of good music, another 2 hours of good music, and probably more after that, too. So I'll see you next time, okay? Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks, Marianne. It's 3:03 in the afternoon, everybody. As she said, I'm Mike on the Mic, and I'm here with Bob Angel as well. Hi, Bob.
Good day.
How are you?
Freezing my nose off.
Why did you choose to say nose?
Well, because my ass was covered.
Okay, so we're going to be with you for 2 hours, and if you'd like more of that, please stay tuned. What we do is we play five-song sets. The first song is something new. I call it New Noise because that's how I roll. And 2, 3, and 4 is kind of anything. It kind of goes with the flow of the set. And the fifth song, I try to play something that you haven't heard in a while or never heard before, and you rediscover something, that kind of thing, or at least have you go, whoa, that's really good. So that's the plan. So per the plan, at 3:04 in the afternoon, I'm going to play the first new noise of the afternoon. It's from Car Seat Headrest. And of course, it's something very uplifting. Well, no, it's not. It's called War Is Coming, if you want it.
Is it?
It is.
I don't believe you.
It is. It's playing right now. You'll see.
Okay.
All right. It's WMFO, everybody.
One, two, three, four. get me wasted. You're the one I cut and pasted. And you might have once existed. And my memories are twisted. Yeah, you robbed me like a strip mine. Dead and buried for a long time. In an episode you casted. In the part where Jesus fasted.
I don't mind. try to put you down. Every time I start to leave, you get me turned around. I'm addicted to the feeling like some kind of drug.
a session going here.
I'm rocking popping tables and record labels. Can y'all feel that?
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO.
Medford.
You never know what the signal's gonna hit.
WMFO, Medford, Mike on the mic here. How you doing? Hope you're doing well. 3:26 on a kind of cold Monday. New Year's Day.
Kind of.
Happy New Year, everybody. It's 2018.
It's 2018. I wish that was the temperature.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. So, here with Bob Angel and with Marion Farrow. Hello, Marion.
Hello, Mike.
Talking that thing, though, so people can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was so leaned back on this chair so low. It's, I'm like leaned way back. And
yep.
It's comfy.
I hear something. I hear somebody talking in the background.
Oh.
Something.
I bet it's this.
Some video came on.
Did it go away? Yeah, some video came on.
I hate it. Oh, that's
yeah,
what it was.
It's Facebook, you know.
I see. That. Yeah. All right. So let me tell you what we played in that last set. And the first one will be the last song that we played. Does that confuse you like it confuses me? And Bob, who has a show every other Sunday here, is going to feature this guy. That was by Mark Kartler, and that's called 2 Hours to Go from his Travel Light CD.
Yeah. It's an excellent... excellent album, which you're going to hear more of on this Sunday show. Mark is joining me. That's 2 Hours to Go is the song that he shot a video for. So I'm assuming that's the one they want to push. But I've been liking a song called Killed a Man on there that's really good, too.
I bet you're going to play that on Sunday.
I bet. I hope he sits right here and plays it. This maybe even in this very seat, who knows?
So he's going to have a guitar? And
yeah. Yeah. And
nice.
Mark plays around Providence area several times a week. I don't know how he has the energy to do what he does. He teaches songwriting to people. He teaches guitar. He's in Mark Kartler in the Oh, I can't remember the name of his.
Oh, God, Bob.
I'm terrible.
Put a microphone in front of him and he's just lost.
Men of Great Courage is the name of his current band, but he was in the Rain Dogs.
Yeah.
And before that, the Schemers, which won a Rock and Roll Rumble. So, I mean, he has some provenance, as they say.
Mm, nobody says that.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
No, they don't.
So you've got a wonderful guest coming up here Sunday.
Between 11
a.m.
and
1 p.m.
That's right.
Bob Angel, Mark Kartler. What else? I mean, there's no Patriots, right?
That's right. They're off for the week.
Yeah.
So,
two,
yeah.
2 weeks because they got first round bye.
Yep. But the first round is in this
but
week.
Well, they're next playing on the 13th. So, yeah, I guess they're just... Yeah.
Two weeks.
All right. Yeah. God, you're so... Oh, God.
Don't make
a mistake in front of Bob. That's the end of that. All right, so let me round out the rest of the set. Looking forward to that show on Sunday. Yeah. Before that was Mike Zito from, I was going to say last year, but it's 2016. We can't say that anymore. Well, sort of. It's last year was yesterday. Yeah. 2016 album called Make Blues Not War that was Redbird. Always good with Mike Zito as a wannabe DJ. If I see Mike Zito, I can almost play it without even knowing the song. Yeah, we know. I mean, there's some artists like that you can just take a chance on.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, Quinn Sullivan before that, local guy from Midnight Highway, his latest CD, that was Crazy Into You. Super Drag, believe it or not, before that, from 1998's Head Trip in Every Key, that was I'm Expanding My Mind. I'm expanding, all right, but not my mind. And started off with Car Seat Headrest from their latest record, It's War Is Coming If You Want It.
It's the official notification that they have run out of names for rock bands.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, yeah, can you imagine? How did that come up?
Car Seat Headrest.
They're sitting in the car and they're going, yeah, let's see. I can't wait. This is a band to sound really good. And then you lean back and you go, oh, wait.
Yeah.
We'll call it Car Seat Headrest.
Yeah, right.
I bet that's how it happened.
That had to be.
Had to be. What else could it be?
Well, then you played Quinn Sullivan before that. He, you know, he's a protege of Buddy Guy. And, I go see Buddy Guy whenever I can. I can remember seeing him playing when he was, I forget how old, because Buddy would bring him
young.
Out every year.
Now, how old, do you know how old he is now? Can he vote?
He might be 18 by now. I'm not sure.
Yeah, he's been around forever. Sure. It seems like this kid has been around forever. So he must have reached the age of majority by now.
Yeah. Since you mentioned that he was playing with Buddy Guy from a young age, I remember seeing some of those videos, and his voice was just, you know, a little kid.
Yeah.
And now he's at least finally coming into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His playing and voice have matured. Yeah. I've been seeing him so many times since then. You know, I think he started with Buddy when he was about 9 or 10
something,
or something
like that.
Because he's had time to put out a record and everything.
I think more than one, maybe.
He's a true prodigy.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's from New Bedford, I believe.
Mm-hmm. New Bedford. Mm-hmm. All right.
Industrial Massachusetts town. It's a seafaring town.
Yes.
Yeah. He chose not to go into that vocation.
Wise choice. Because can you imagine being out on the ocean today?
Ooh.
Mm-mm. It's even colder when you're near water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sea smoke. You see sea smoke, and it's not the kind of smoke you want.
So I won't ask you what kind of smoke you want, because I think I know.
Yeah.
But anyway, probably a good time to get into the new noise. New noise for the second set of the day a band called The War on Drugs. Their latest record is A Deeper Understanding, and this one is called Pain. Brand new, kinda, at WMFO, Medford.
Go to bed and then all I can tell the day. I feel the sun drawing near. I feel the sea start to rise. Who's looking back in the mirror? Why are they closing?
Can't I live the life of a millionaire. Spend all my money, I just did not care. Took all my friends out for a good time. Bought bootleg whiskey, champagne and wine. Then I began stole my good friends. I did not have nowhere to go. If I get my hands on a dollar again, I'm gonna hang on to it till that eagle grins. Yeah. Nobody knows you.
Do it! dogs come out at night. After closing time at the Guernsey Fair, I detect the El Supremo from the room at the top of the stairs. Unravel, I found this to be true. While the poor people sleeping, keep the shade on the light. While the poor people sleeping, all the stars come out at night. While the poor people sleeping, keep the shade on the light. While the poor people sleeping, all the stars come out at night. Steal it and t-shirt.